Stories Podcast.
Good morning, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you're going to hear a 100 Word Story all by itself, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post the topic, and then you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It sounds real fun, doesn't it? Well, you're going to find out real shortly. Tom from Footnote won last week and chose the topic of popular mechanics. And sure enough, lots of people wrote about popular mechanics. But how? Well, we'll find that out right now. And who's going to be the first story to go? I think, well, the winner of the previous week, which is Eva Moon of Balonatex. Congratulations, EVAMOON.NET for all your Eva Moons. And her new album is delayed because it's being made. Three more songtastic. That's right. Have you been using that word in the past week? No? Well, you should. Well, let's see. Since she won't go, we've got a rookie here. So we're going to go ahead and read this rookie story. His name is Robert. Can I say Haskell? Okay, Haskell. And let's go ahead and read his story. And I've slipped over the intro music because, well, I think this is the first time where we've had a rookie and they didn't send it in, and now I get to just read it. So, Robert, if you need some tips on recording and all that, you know, these are the people to ask. And their links are in the show notes. Okay, here we go. She gets crazy sometimes with these machines. Like, you kind of drag her away. But what's to do? She made this little robot with pigtails and a bright, bunched-up face, just like hers, and took it to school for show and tell. And the thing told the story of its life, which was, like, 2 days long, beginning with its slick metal brain being screwed and finally into place. I guess everybody loved the thing, because Sarah came home alone again, and without a word, went back to her tiny pink laboratory, the door closing smoothly, ending with a snick. I like that one. Thank you, Robert. And hopefully I did it. Great, infinite justice, by the way I read it. I don't know. We'll see. I probably could have used some music in the background there. So, I guess let's keep going here. Text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they sent me to link. Robert didn't send me anything to link, so he doesn't have a link. But he's up there at the top of the poll there in case you want to, you know, go click, click, click. And there are polls for voting. And you go to the show notes and you select all the ones of these that, you know, hey, I like that, or, oh, that's good. And then you, like, click, click, and then, but listen to the whole thing, okay? Don't go just, Bobby said I should go to this site and click on something and wear all the nude pictures. Hey. No, don't do that. Have people listen to the whole thing. This isn't just a popularity contest, okay? Which, you know, popular mechanics, okay, whatever. All right, now that I've done babbling, let's get on with the veterans. And the first of the veterans that's up is Steven the Nuclear Man. You can find his stuff at ideatrash.blogspot.com.
The wrench flies from the engine, close enough that I taste flecks of rust. Grandfather yells, a balding series of spears in the front seat. I already know I'm worthless, thanks. I wipe the grease onto my ruined shirt. He dabs a pressed handkerchief at his forehead. The wrench in my hand slide back in. It, he won't identify it, must be held just so. The key cranks, washing the smell of exhaust and gasoline over me. The car roars to life. He lumbers inside, shouting how he fixed the car. The wrench smashes a beautiful music through the windshield.
Cool. Thank you, Stephen. and check out more of Steven's stuff at ideatrash.blogspot.com, or if you're interested in why I keep referring to him as the Nuclear Man, papers.ods.org. Next up, Jeffrey Haidt has returned from the Great Heights. It's cool. Got a whole bunch of people that, like, took this week off because of holidays and all that, but a few folks just got in the spirit, I guess. Awesome. You can check out the Jeffrey Haidt stuff at great, GREATHITES, greatheights.blogspot.com. You see what he did there? Yeah? Okay. All right. Let's get the show on the road. I know you're busy with this holiday season, so here is Jeffrey Haidt.
This is Jeffrey Haidt with challenge number 116, Popular Mechanics. I call this one Going Down with the Ship. The sirens rang out all over the ship. What the hell is going on? The captain asked over yet another explosion. Sir, we seem to be having some problems. The engineer answered with a sheepish smile on his face. I'm getting that feeling. Can you be a bit more specific? Well, sir, that is a problem. See, the book doesn't mention anything like this. What book? What are you talking about? The book. The one that I get the ideas from. Show me this book. He pulled out an ancient-looking magazine. The title barely legible. Popular Mechanics. This has been Going Down with the Ship by Jeffrey Haidt. Please visit me at greatheights.blogspot.com. Stories from me, a challenge for you.
Thank you, Jeffrey. You can check out more at his site at greatheights, greatheights.blogspot.com. All right, next one is not Almo Shulman. All right, God, I need to get better organized with these. I mean, I'm thinking that I've got one from Evermoon, and I don't. I think I've got one from... and I don't have one from them, but I really do. And I usually drag these into a folder after they forward from the Gmail account. And it's like, this goes here and this goes... I don't have many folders, actually. But I need to get a little better about checking my notes. I mean, here. Let me just go to gmail.com. And I'm over there, and loading, and boom. I mean, we've got them from Sojant, Anima, Justin, Robert. You've got Jeffrey Haidt, Sister Mary Edith. You got Thomas there, and Stephen the Nuclear Man, and Guy. You see? We got all these folks. We got all of them. I need to get better organized, that's all. I'm sorry about that. All right. Next up is, after my, you know, vetching there, we're going to go with Thomas Merkel. And he has the saga of the Carson Brothers Body Shop. Here we go.
Hello, I'm Thomas Merkel, back with a story for Weekly Challenge 116, Popular Mechanics. This story is entitled, The Saga of the Carson Brothers Body Shop. Fred and George Carson were the most popular mechanics in the tri-state area. They weren't the kind to fix automobiles, or even young ladies in low-budget pornos. They fixed bodies. The dollars rolled in as their fame grew. The rich, the very rich and the damned sought the young brothers' services. Limb augmentations, neural transmitters, ocular replacements. Everything was coming up roses, albeit genetically enhanced ones. Eventually, the enhancement stopped working and people started dying, realizing too late the Energizer Bunny doesn't live forever. Quietly, the brothers flew to Cancun and retired. Sorry. But richer. A lot richer.
I like any story that ends in Cancun. Don't you? Always makes me happy. Thank you, Thomas. You can check out more from Thomas, well, every week. Didn't send in a link. Next up is former sister Mary Edith. What happened? Is there like a title for ex-sister? They put you on the wall and then it's like, you know, they hunt you down with their nunchucks. I don't know. But here is Mary Edith and her story.
Mary Edith here with a 100-word story for the topic of popular mechanics. Cleaning out Grandma's attic was like going back in time. In the corner was a popular mechanics from 1902. Let's see. Inventions. The vacuum cleaner. Will it lead to uppity homemakers? The submersible. What leviathans of the deep await? Opinion section. Alternating current, a death trap in every home. T. Edison. Ooh, interviews. Robert Falcon Scott on the new horse-based vehicles versus primitive dog sleds on the race to the South Pole. Roosevelt's gun cabinet. The president guides us through his collection from the Winchester Moose Whacker to the ladylike Beretta Butterfly Blunderbuss. And slipped between the pages, an article rejection letter. Poor Grandpa Tesla.
Thank you, Sister Mary Edith. You can check out more of her stuff written in cloud writing. Just look up. Here comes Nardo. Something woke him up. Yeah? What? I know you had me all to yourself yesterday, which is why I hid. Want to go outside? Yeah? You went outside yesterday, around 7. You know, open the door. Goes out like a gunshot. Tail puffed up. Ears up and grrr, you know, runs across the patio, out through the fence, along the sidewalk. He's chasing another cat. And then he stops. He's like, what are you doing, dude? Looks back. Huh? What? I didn't do anything wrong. No, my territory. Yeah, that's what he does. He's a good boy. All right. Speaking of good boys, let's check out Chiquito Chirapa and what he's up to. Guy David brings us the story, and you can check out more from Guy David at, well, GuyDavid.com. Isn't that funny how that works?
Well, hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from The Night Guy, and I just wanted to point out that last week, it wasn't really a Seventh Son promo. It was a Night Guy promo disguised as a Seventh Son promo. And you can go to nightguy.guydavid.com to find out what it's all about. Okay, and now for today's story. This time I have for you part 6 of the Chirapa. Enjoy! Chiquito Chirapa was reading an edition of Popular Mechanics. It amused him how human technology resembled early Chirapa technology, but failed to capture some of the essence that was the heart of that technology. He was especially amused by Jay Leno's garage. The view of the famous television show host seemed to be especially distorted and misinformed. The laws of mechanics would bend his column into a new shape altogether. Chiquito Chirapa had no illusions about Chirapa technology, though, and he often used his podcast about the way Chirapa science and technology would advance in the foreseen future.
What would Chirapa science be like? I'm just closing my eyes and imagining. Come on, close your eyes. Even if you're driving while listening to this, close your eyes for a bit and just imagine. Chirapa technology. Okay, now that we've gotten rid of all the people who listen to this while driving, we'll read about them in the headlines later. Cool. You can check out more from Guy David at GuyDavid.com. Alright, next up is Justin of the Space Turtle at beandom.com/Space Turtle. Also, if you look for chivalrybean.ragu, I don't know why ragu. That's a spicy turtle. I've seen him around. I've seen him around somewhere. Where have I seen him around? Also, you've probably heard him. I've heard his comments at the Drabblecast. You know, that Norm Sherman one? So he's two-timing. Yeah, that's... Where else are you going to show up, huh? You're going to show up at my door with, hey, I baked casserole. Would you like to have some casserole? And, like, Nardo will be like, meow, meow, because it's like a tuna casserole. I mean, you know, he likes tuna. He just wandered to another room again. Okay, here's Justin and his space turtle tasty goodness.
Hey, it's just... My table squeaks. Hey, it's Justin here from thebeandom.com/spaceturtle. Here with today's story, The Popular Mechanic. You probably think it's something not about an actual mechanic, because that would be too obvious, but it is about an actual mechanic. Once again, today's music provided by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Lenny fixed everyone's car. The competitor, Charles, had to close shop because Lenny's such a popular mechanic. Charles is still bitter. Lenny used to swear constantly. Even a slight bang on his knuckles would get him cursing. When his wife gave birth to their baby, he made a promise to stop cussing as best as he could. He still cursed at work sometimes when something really bad happened. One day, while Lenny was working under a car, Charles knocked out the jack from under with a sledgehammer. The car fell, crushing Lenny's legs. Oh, Charles, still peeved, are you?
Senseless violence. Love it. You can check out more from Justin at beandom.com/space turtle. I need to get some coffee. Next up is Anima Zabaleta. She doesn't really have a link to her stuff, and if she has a link to somewhere else, I'm afraid to go there. I don't know where she's going to send me. It might wind up being the island of Malta. How do you get off of Malta? You can't take a bus or anything. There's no bridge. And I don't like boats. So here's Anima Zabaleta and her story.
Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 116 with the theme of popular mechanics. Uncertain about your uncertainty principle? Then you need Popular Quantum Mechanics, the magazine that explains the unexplainable. Learn how to play the ponies in a parallel universe and win. Surfing tips for finding the break in your wave formation. Bonus blueprints, diagrams for decks, using Planck's constant. Popular Quantum Mechanics, where it doesn't count until you're out of options. Looking for something a little lighter? Try the sub-subcompact Nanotech News, where smaller is bigger and 1,000 copies fit on the head of a pin. Popular Quantum Mechanics and Nanotech News, available at W.H. Smith in all the finer cosmodromes.
You see, folks, you'd been worried about me not having a sponsor for 117 weeks for this. Well, guess what? There you go. You'll be seeing their ads there in the sidebar. And I'll be peddling subscriptions, too. Thank you, Anima. Oh, Nardo, man. Okay, so I'm in the in the second bedroom here with the computer, and the litter boxes are in a closet behind me. Yeah, it's... Normally my sense of smell is very dulled, but apparently... Whoa, man, it's... Okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab a rake and grab some plastic bags, and while I'm off doing that, we've got two from Sojant Harrop. That's right, two. He went ahead and did two, and you know what? I'm so tired. I'm just going to put these two in. And you can check out his stuff at SL Adventures of a Southern Gentleman. And when the first one's over, I'll jump in and share with you the second one.
Hello, this is Sojant Harrop, and this is my submission for Weekly Challenge number 116, Popular Mechanics. As he lay there, all he could think of was the initiation that was to happen tonight. It was an exclusive group, almost a secret society. Only the best of the best got an invite. He'd worked his entire life to prepare, to be the best so that one day he could be part of the elite. His father was a member, and his father before him. To fail wasn't an option for him. He'd disgrace the family if he failed. Was he ready? Yes, absolutely. It's time. After tonight, he'd be a member of the Brotherhood of Popular Mechanics.
Delicious. Okay, here's Sojin's other story.
Hello, this is Sojant Harrop, and this is my second submission for Weekly Challenge number 116, Popular Mechanics. For whatever reason, I wrote this one first, and then wasn't sure I liked it, so I did an entirely different one, which I've recorded and submitted. But then I thought, what the hell, I'm going to record this one too, and send it in. So here it is. When I was a kid, I used to go over to my grandfather's house, and he had a whole stack of Popular Mechanics magazines from the 50s and 60s. I used to spend hours and hours reading them. I especially liked the articles on the flying submarine and how to build your own 30-foot sailboat. And then there was the article about what future would be like in the 21st century, the time we're living in now. It didn't get much right, except for the clothing. That they got right. Too bad. I really wanted a flying car.
Thank you, Sojant. You can check out more from Sojant at SL Adventures of a Southern Gentleman. Now, you're probably wondering why I'm twittering and plurking, fuck, shit, goddamn motherfuck. That's because Tom put the subject line in his story as 114, and it got resorted, and it kind of vanished. So after I posted it, Tom looked and said, oh, it's not there. You know, just like new episodes of Footnote.Libsyn.com. So this, I believe this is his 100th story in a row on the weekly challenge. And this is also his topic. So, oh, the planets are in alignment. So if you've already downloaded this and you kind of didn't see Tom's in the... Here's his story.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Challenge updates. DJ holds the 8th position. Guy has 60 stories in a row. Steve the Nuclear Man enters the top 20. 136 writers have submitted stories. The average stories per week is 10.8. Lawrence's rant time is averaging 44.73 seconds. And that fellow from Footnote just passed 10,000 words. And now onto our program, already in progress. That tale of lust and intrigue, sleeping with fishes. Mrs. Marconi complained about a gurgling sound in the back of her car. Mrs. Genovese kept hearing a sound sort of like a screaming cat from her trunk. Mrs. Leone hadn't any idea where the noise was coming from, but Rudy of Miracle Automotive always listened politely to the old woman's explanations and went about the task at hand. With a 100-millimeter spanner wrapped in a towel, Rudy, or one of his sons, successfully ended the noise. In Little Italy, they were very popular mechanics. On the way to the New Jersey landfill, Rudy thought how three more song-atastic his job was.
He used the word. Somebody else in the universe actually used the word. thank you, Tom. And man, I posted up the finished version of this, and I get this Skype message from Tom. Where's my story? I just usually he checks in during the week, but Tom's been a little under the weather. But who knows? That might wind up being it might wind up being the prize for 117. Who knows? I'm sorry. Just fuck. I'm getting tired. Maybe all this talk that I've had on the iPod jacker thing with Brittany Mason and everyone, and it's like, maybe I should monetize. Maybe I should sell out. How much do you think this is worth? How much do you think it would be worth for me to exploit your hard work for my personal profit to make me come first for once? You know? Maybe I should just turn the tables. Okay, now y'all are truly minions, and treat you with the diva attitude. And exploit everything that you do and profit from it and share nothing from it. In fact, have people pay to be on this podcast. You know? Kiss ass and all that stuff. Not happening. Fuck Adam Curry. All right. We have one more story, and you know who that's from. Let's keep up the farce. It's that Planet Z guy. Now, I was going to have Diva read this and actually finally have her doing this stupid thing, but I don't want to get into it. Just some people are too busy. And then some people are busier than that. So here we go. Imagine Diva reading this. There'll probably be 10 million messages from, I could have read that for you. I could have read that for you. No. This one was written with someone in mind, so here we go. Break time. No, I'm not going to hang out with the losers in the metal shop and the geeks in the data center. Ugh. I'm going to hang out with the popular mechanics in the repair shed. Oh, Johnny, the way he sets that oscilloscope makes my heart beat faster. Faster. Bobby's got the coolest flip-top goggles. Brings out the blue in his eyes. Totally rad. And Dave, oh, Dave, the way he strips and degreases an engine. I wish he'd do that to me sometime. What? It's two? Break's over. Oh, well. I hate work. This place is so high school. You know, actually, I probably should have had Mikey Pod read this one. That would have made it cool. Shit. Hey, Mikey, if you're still listening, if you read this, I swear, I'll send you money for lunch, man. I will buy the next violence-free pizza if you read that one and send me the recording, man. Just fuck this podcast. And there you have it. A whole fucking bunch of stories about popular mechanics. Thanks to everyone who participated this week and suffering my fucking up the rundown, and good luck in the voting. That's right, the voting. That place takes place on the website, podcastinggodisfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories if I bothered to put them in the goddamn poll host poll. Anyone know of a better tool? I've been using that for like 2 years. Every week I've had to redo it. Every fucking week. Because it's like, oh, you missed a story. Oh, you forgot to put someone in. Oh, you got the link wrong. Oh, you forgot to put in a quote. And now it's screwing up the results. You can subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. One-click subscribe in iTunes. Podcast rate. Look, I'm reading this off of my screen. I've written this down in a goddamn script. The music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Fan-fucking-tastic! Listen to it all and buy his music and put it behind your podcast to cover up the fact that you fuck up all the time. Oh, by the way, Venus Williams just won. lovely. Like, I give a shit. Alright, there will be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days, Thursday, Friday, crappy days, and then another one of these weekly challenges on Saturday, what a day. I'm going to post the topic in a little bit. It's Seven Moons topic, it's simple, I've even gotten a story already written for it. You know, so don't even, I've won. There you go, I've won. Next one might be dragons. Oh. Wait, you haven't even written your stories yet, and I'm already telling you I won. I'm going to rig the voting. I'm going to have like 10,000 votes. It's electronic voting. No one trusts that. I mean, where are the paper receipts for your votes? Where are the paper ballots? Where's the proof that you voted? You see? It's corrupt. It's horribly corrupt. Whatever. I'm just having a shit week. That's what the weekends are for shitty weekends. Thank you again for listening and putting up with the iPodJacker.com bullshit and all that and whatever, and who knows what I'll be doing with that now that SL5B is almost over and got already some space in Nowhereville, but it hasn't jumped out at me. I haven't just like, wow, I need to do this. So, whatever. And, as always...
Closing.